Hey, welcome in. Time for a daily editorial. I've been trying to record this one. This is the second time we've tried to record it. Hopefully now we're rocking and rolling, so to speak. Jimmy, let's talk a little bit first about your two favorite subjects. Number one, let's change it around just a little bit and talk about the Ukraine first, okay?
Sure, yeah. So yesterday I got a little frustrated on the blog with the weekend's comments on Russia. And I wanted to just point out, you know, okay, so I apologize. I think somebody said, hey, you know, you ought to apologize because I called people a word that I typically would not do. But what is frustrating to me is the amount of information that's being ignored. And unfortunately, there's a lot of biased sources out there on all sides. But here's some reality. Here's some things that you cannot question, Al, on what's happened in Russia. There were two primary justifications that Vladimir Putin gave with the invasion of Ukraine. The first one was that he wanted to demilitarize and stop NATO expansion.
Right.
In 2 years ago, before the invasion, Ukraine had a 40,000 man army. They have a 400,000 man military now. That is not demilitarization. That was not a success. Ukraine has a massive amount of Western technology, of precision guided weapons, of cruise missiles, of artillery, of modern Western tanks, not the top of the line, but very M1 Abrams tanks, Leopard tanks, Challenger tanks from the UK. They've got Bradley fighting vehicles. They've got massive amount of ammunition. They've got massive amounts of anti-tank weapons, air defense systems that they did not have 2 years ago. That is undeniable. You can't argue that point. Those are facts. The problem with so many people right now is they are unwilling, especially with people that just are supporting Russia or believe that Russia has some justification for this. They're neglecting the ultimate objectives here. So one, to demilitarize and push back NATO. Oh, by the way, NATO has expanded. Finland has been accepted. Sweden's on the cusp of being accepted. That's two more countries along the Russian frontiers that are very sophisticated, have very capable militaries and technology that would be very difficult for them to manage against when both those countries in the past have been neutral. So no success with demilitarization, no success with keeping NATO at bay. The second objective was denazification of Ukraine. And the reality, this is a fact, you can't argue it. You've got Vladimir Putin and Russians talking about Ukraine and Zelensky moving more towards an ideologically, quote, woke, unquote, Europe and moving towards globalization in one voice. They're talking about that, which is definitely the opposite of fascist Nazi ideology. So there is no success in denazification, and the justifications are actually incongruent. So for me, it's really frustrating to see people keep arguing somehow that Russia is going to, you know, be successful here. They've already been unsuccessful, and it's flat out in both of those areas. They haven't killed off the Nazis in Ukraine. And it's an inconsistent argument anyway. And they certainly didn't demilitarize or slow down NATO. NATO is probably more connected to Ukraine now than they have ever been. So those two objectives that Putin declared have been abject failures. Now, we don't know what's going to happen in the future. Maybe somehow Russia is going to wake up and overwhelm Ukraine and push back all the Western forces and stop that. But it seems incredibly unlikely at this point, especially since they have lost a tremendous amount of ground since their first few weeks of their operations of the special military operation. Ukraine is poised for another very massive offensive. They're doing it with a very technologically savvy drone war. They are using precision-guided weapons to target artillery and the key elements of Russian military power and strength. They've been destroying a large number of tanks and armor. So this is not going well for anybody. And from the beginning, I want to make it clear, I have not supported this war because it shouldn't have happened. I don't think Putin should have ever invaded, and I think he wouldn't have had he not saw weakness in the Biden administration, had he not seen the U.S. evacuation from Afghanistan that left all their allies hanging. And I think he miscalculated. He had a lot of bad advice, and I don't think this is working out well for him. And I said from the beginning he lost before it started. I'm going to stick with that. At the same time, U.S. taxpayer dollars, all this equipment and money that just keeps exacerbating this dilemma should be focused. Those resources, that effort should be focused on diplomatic efforts to try to stop the violence and stop the fighting. So that's where I am on the Ukraine situation. We're going to see some very different outcomes in the next few weeks because, you know, the Russians are beginning to be prepared for an offensive operation. They are beginning to be frustrated with the amount of losses. The Wagner director, Yevgeny Prigozhin, actually has stated these points, that they have not been successful in demilitarizing and they have not been successful in holding ground. And even in Bakhmut, he's pulling his troops out and putting over to regular Russian forces. You're going to see some maneuvers and some changes in some of these areas that are going to be very interesting in the outcomes, you know, to probably dictate the future of what's going to happen with this war and how long it'll last very soon. And I expect to see some, you know, a continued ugliness for quite a while.
You know, something else that I'm finding to be very, very interesting is Ukraine is a real mess, but it isn't any more of a mess, quite frankly, Jim, in my opinion, than what's going on in our country right now. Let's talk a little bit about this absolutely ridiculous financial situation in our country. Supposedly, the American public right now, based on the press, thinks that everything is fine. The Speaker of the House brought everything together, and when in reality, it was really both parties that kind of brought everything together, but not really. You want to comment on that, Jim?
Yeah, I think, you know, yesterday we recorded. We weren't able to get that because of technical glitches, but I predicted that in the end that the only way he was going to get this passed, that Kevin McCarthy would get it passed through the House, would be to get Democratic votes. And I was fearful that, in fact, he would need more Democrats than he did Republicans. And I shouldn't say fearful, because I think that's probably the right thing for Republicans. This budget was a disaster.
Yeah.
It continues to support the Biden policies that have actually been undermining this economy and enforcing woke ideology and continuing to pay off constituents that will support him, that will support the Bidens and the Democrats. So it was a weak call. Most of us expected the Republicans to fold, and unfortunately they folded very, in my view, with a strong hand. They folded, and unfortunately we're going to be suffering for a long time for this absolute disastrous budget debacle.
Jimmy, defined for a long time. How long do you think this mess is going to last?
Years, if not decades.
Yeah.
We've increased, you know, in just a couple of years, and you know, people's arguments that Trump, you know, started this huge push with the COVID response, those are accurate. He did. He pumped a bunch of money in to try to restart the economy, and it did. It actually did restart the economy in 2020. But that set in motion a series of events that created even a more massive budget deficit than they had. And the Biden administration used the opportunity and the fear of COVID by enforcing it on people for an additional 2+ years to throw in these massive infrastructure bills and these COVID relief bills that really has undermined the long-term viability of and competitiveness of the U.S. economy. And at the same time, he's been pushing green agenda items that have undermined U.S. energy production, which in turn has created a big problem with energy, which has really exacerbated the inflation issues. So these problems will not be solved with this type of a budget approval for the next couple of years.
No.
And then, of course, in order to get it back down, to rein it back in, you're going to have massive growth. And you're going to have a very significant increase probably in taxes in order to pay down the budget deficit. That's not going to be good for the economy either. And, of course, so it just appears that it's spiraling out of control. And who's to say what will happen in the 2024 election, because we really can't trust anything right now in America.
I don't think you can trust anything that anybody is saying, if you want to know the truth, Jimmy. And that's in essence what you just said. And what's going to happen to our country when everybody starts feeling this way, Jim?
Yeah, I think they already are. I think it was very embarrassing for Admiral Kirby, the national security spokesperson, actually the White House communications director managing the Corinne Jean-Pierre and the other public liars in the administration. He had a question yesterday in the press conference, the White House press conference. Hey, 52% of Americans believe that the Biden family, you know, and Biden, Joe Biden, was involved in illegal actions with foreign entities because of the information that's come out. And his answer to that was, whoa, president's already asked, you know, already answered these questions. There's nothing to them. Basically, complete gaslighting, blowing smoke over the population, and basically belittling the American people that are beginning to wake up to what's happening right now. So the anger that will precede this follow this continuation of lying to America and protecting them is not going to get any better. And I will tell you, just moments ago at the Air Force Academy graduation, Joe Biden was on stage. And he had an embarrassing fall, just absolutely disgusting, embarrassing fall in front of the entire crowd. And I was actually in 2012 with Obama at that graduation and a bunch of VIPs. And there's about 20,000 people in the stands. You're not going to be able to hide this type of stuff very much longer. They can try to protect Joe Biden, but they can't cover up absolute incompetence, incapability, and his age. And the reality with the economic situation, the reality with the border, the reality with foreign policy, with the increase in crime, more and more people are saying, what the heck is going on?
Right.
Certainly with the transgender issues and in this, you know, unbelievable effort by corporate America to somehow capitalize on these very niche, weird, you know, popular ideologies, that's not working for them. It's not working for Bud Light. It's not working for Target. It's not working for anybody that's doing it. And I absolutely do not understand how they think they can pull this off.
Big mess. Big mess is about all I can say. Do you ever thought that you'd see America go this way, Jim?
Never in my lifetime.
Well,
I mean, we've always had problems, and there are people that, you know, the government is corrupt. There's all kinds of individuals and groups that get involved to try to manipulate, but the level of corruption, the level of incompetence, the level of attempting to censor and silence opposing voices, this is unprecedented in American history. Actually, it's unprecedented in global history for the burgeoning republics that started in 1776 following the U.S. The Revolutionary War in the United States.
Yeah, pretty bad situation. There's no question about that. Jimmy, we've been going about 15 minutes. Anything else you want to talk about?
I mean, we'll just go ahead and probably for the weekend show, we need to talk about what the FBI is doing and their attempts and the Department of Justice, which is just all-out starting warfare against conservatives. After Jim Justice, the governor of West Virginia, and his family, by denying the documents to the House Oversight Committee, and of course, Christopher Wray's attempts to gaslight Americans on that issue, we're seeing a level of effort. And I've said it before, and I'm going to say it again. The only way these people will survive if they go full on authoritarian, because, you know, and total corruption when it comes to the voting booth. And that's the only way they can survive. And unfortunately, it looks to me like they're pushing that direction.
I think you're 100% right. You guys, we're going to have a great show tomorrow for the radio. A lot of interesting subjects going on. And sure would like to get some input from the bloggers. Jimmy, thank you so much for putting up with this.
Yeah, you bet.